There was really fabulous piece. Alex Ross is a music critic, and he wrote a book about the music of the 20th century called The Rest is Noise. The Rest is Just Noise. And there's a paragraph in there that talks about how the minimalist musicians, and trust me, I'm really getting back to everything we're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Right now,
there's a paragraph in there that's a quote wherein the American minimalist musicians, Philip Glass, mm-hmm. right, John Adams, so there's a group of them, this quote then is related to that rhythm of music that the minimalists are using, and it's equated to being in the car and being in the landscape out west and traveling through and seeing the mountains and the storm in the distance and having that rhythm. And so all of a sudden it's like bigger than it's the music and the sound and the space, and it comes through to us through our own perception, but they're acknowledging that through music, and it certainly gets acknowledged through art. And so the land arts movement comes out of that rupture in the 1960s. It comes out of minimalism and taking forms down to their essential objects, a spiral in a landscape, sun tunnels out near Lucin in the West Desert off of Great Salt Lake, four concrete round tubes. This idea that these forms are simple, yet they're powerful, then through what they're saying, because they're connecting us to space and environment, and in the case of sun tunnels, to the solar system, to the way the planets, the constellations are moving, to how we are perceiving sunrise, sunset, the different times of year. And now I'm going to go back to Stonehenge in England. Right. And people in Europe have been dealing with land art since the Neolithic time period. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole confluence of all of that. It's really interesting.
And since you brought up sun tunnels, you've also done a good deal of work there. Mm-hmm. And our oral history project is not just about the lake itself, but its ecosystem, and certainly the West Desert and the Great Salt Lake Desert, the Salt Flats, Newfoundland Basin, all those places out there are part of that.
Absolutely.
And so maybe if you could talk for a little bit about your relationship with Nancy Holt and how you've worked with her over the years, and a little bit more about sun tunnels, because obviously mm-hmm. you also take people out there for tours, and it has of course morphed into something different with the Burning Man movement. I know that people go out there all the time, and
it took on
a new life.
Yes, it has taken on a new life. And one of the questions that Nancy Holt is asked a lot, because there is that solar aspect to sun tunnels, it's correlated to the rise and set of the sun at the summer and the winter solstice, then people are going to say, oh, were you thinking of Stonehenge? There is that consciousness. But I got to know Nancy, again, through my work on Spiral Jetty and writing my master's thesis, so I interviewed her for that. A couple years later, then, she came back to me, again, as we took that thesis for Wally's book on Great Salt Lake, and then it was determined, and I don't remember how now, but I'm assuming it was either through she and I coming up with the idea or her coming up with the idea, that I do an interview with her on sun tunnels. Mm-hmm. Honestly, sun tunnels, I think in the last couple of years, has gotten a lot more, not traction, but I think acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
It really was about Spiral Jetty for a very long time period. But these days, if you pick up a book on land art, you are more likely going to see sun tunnels on the cover of that book.
Really?
So there's a book that Toshin published a couple years ago called Land Art. Sun tunnels is on the cover. There's a book Ann Dempsey did called Destination Art. Sun tunnels is on the cover. Nancy Holt, in the first weekend of October, is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award from the International Sculpture Center because of her work, because of her long body of work. And that acknowledgement, I think, is really powerful for a woman artist who has also been maintaining the legacy of her husband,
right,
who possibly has eclipsed her in a lot of ways. To have that recognition during her lifetime, I think, is a really powerful statement. So I did start with sun tunnels then, and working on that in 2002, with that publication that came out. And I write frequently for 15 Bytes. It's the online magazine for artists of Utah. It's artistsofutah.org. And I've been writing for them. And so I have written about the Tree of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
But several times I've written about sun tunnels. And Nancy had asked me as I was taking these various groups of people out to Spiral Jetty if I would consider also offering to them to take them to sun tunnels. What was a really interesting experience, and I got to see sort of firsthand then how artists work and create and work with contracts and all of that to get their work done. There was a trip that was sponsored by Deal Art Foundation in 2010. They wanted to bring some of their donors and see Spiral Jetty and see sun tunnels. And again, it was a group of people in town, and I was with them the first day going out to Spiral Jetty, and then the second day going to sun tunnels. And it's a little tricky, and I've explained this before to Nancy, that the spaces out here are big.
Mm-hmm.
The air is thin. It's also salty. People get dehydrated. People
right.
don't understand these effects that all go into making these rather big monumental days. There's anticipation, there's art, there's lots of talking. And to do these 2 days back to back sometimes is exhausting to people.
Right.
And on that particular trip, on that second day when we went out to sun tunnels, it was a confluence of being tired, getting one of the cars got a flat tire. They had to sit there waiting for the tow truck to come from Wendover. They were surrounded by snakes. There were weird things that happened. It was so weird that day. It was so strange. But what was disturbing to me was when the rest of us, the group of us, got to sun tunnels, I hadn't been there in a while, and Nancy hadn't been there longer. What I saw that day then at sun tunnels was really disturbing to me. You could see not only was the landscape there in the basin, that landscape is alkaline. It's alkaline soil. It's
mm-hmm.
that real, like, pickleweed that grows out there. There's a lot of, it's very windy. There's erosion that goes on out there. It's the perfect environment for a work such as sun tunnels.
Right.
But the natural erosion along with the destruction that humans had wrought at that site,
mm-hmm.
particularly people taking their Jeeps or their four-wheel drives and literally gutting the interior of the space. Sun tunnels are the four concrete tubes, 9 feet in diameter each, 16 feet long, again, that are in that X shape as they're marking the solstice. She has marked the center of that work with one of the holes that was drilled out of the tunnels. Each tunnel has a different constellation that is represented by an absence of space, these round holes that were drilled into it. So we've got Perseus, Draco, Columba, and Capricorn, these four different constellations. And so she had taken then two of the 10-inch cores
mm-hmm.
that were drilled and marked the center of the work with that. Well, by the time I'm out there in 2010, somebody has taken that marker out, thrown it off out into the field, and there's nothing there but a big
yeah.
hole. So I took a lot of photographs, and I contacted Nancy that night when I got home, and I said, I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but you need to know that this is what your work looks like right now.
Now, she purchased that land, though, right?
That's
she's
her
still
own private land.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely. This is not a leased situation.
Mm-hmm.
This is a purchased land. She owns four different plots of land out there in the West Desert. One of them is a long-term use situation she has with CLUI, Center for Land Use Interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
The plot of land that's at the southern point of LeMay Mountain out there, they've got that to use because as they have their international artists in residence in Wendover, a lot of them then have that ability to go out there and to do investigations and art with the land. And so she does own that land. It's private property.
Right.
But she very graciously, and she's very gracious about a lot of aspects in her life, which a lot of us really acknowledge. People can go out there anytime.
Right.
There isn't a fence around it.
Right.
People can camp there. I take my students out. I'm going next weekend with
mm-hmm.
them. We go out there. We use that as a teaching opportunity. It's fabulous to be able to do that. But that work was just, there was destruction that had gone on. So she gave me permission. I did not want to bring that core home with me. I left it there. She gave me permission. I hired a student who drove out the next day, got the core, brought it to me, and it started a series of events wherein she said, now the year I lived with Lee Devebach, who was a painter, a great painter, who passed away a couple years ago, I lived in her studio, and a bunch of those cores are in her basement. I was able then to go to that studio, which had been turned into a yoga studio, in the avenues to say, here's who I am. Here's this information. And I believe that in your basement are some concrete round objects.
Some concrete plugs.
Can I check? And she was like, whatever you want to do is fine. Just take your shoes off. There they were. 11 of them were in the basement. I was able to then take them. They were on display then at the Utah Museum of Fine Arts. Because again, 2010, Nancy Holt is working with Elena Williams, who was working through Columbia University and organized an international touring exhibit of Nancy's work up to Sun Tunnels, because Nancy's done a lot of work since then. But this was an early retrospective of Nancy's work. So we got the cores. She gave me permission to hire a local construction company to go out there. We spent a Pioneer weekend then in 2010 out there and worked and moved 60 tons of dirt.